Hey, what's really good with it, man? It's your boy Gonzo, and welcome to the third episode of Smokers Emporium. And today's topic is don't be the mascot. You know what I'm saying? You know that one homie who always just the mascot of the group? He laughing at jokes that ain't funny. He ain't never got no money. He always co-signing shit and jumping in other people's beef when it ain't his business. That guy. That girl. Don't be that person. Let's go ahead and get right into it. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Why your house always smell like dumpster juice, but you always in everybody else's business? Why your kids always done shitted on themselves? Your house smell like dirty Pampers in everybody else's business. Why is that? Why do your kids got on t-shirts with red Kool-Aid stains on it, and you ain't even got no red Kool-Aid? The Kool-Aid in the refrigerator green, but they got red Kool-Aid stains on their shirt. Why is that? And you and everybody else's business, though. The mascot. How come every time you get out the car, it smell like hot dog water? Why you always laughing at a nigga joke before a nigga even finish telling the motherfucker? Just dick the jaw. Just anything to get into a circle. Nigga, just get in where you fit in. Just fake it till you make it. Nigga just wanna, you know, whoever's successful, that's my side. Scary ass niggas. You feel me? Type of niggas that, you feel me, be all on the Tupac record. You the type of nigga be all on the motherfucking Tupac record in the studio with him every day, saying that he your homie and all that, crying when he died. You feel me? Doing interviews, wearing the movie t-shirt, yet and still motherfucker find a picture of niggas with Haitian Jack. That's the type of nigga you is. The mascot. You the type of nigga that'll condone Tekashi 6ix9ine. Yeah, you the type of nigga be running around this motherfucker talking about Treyway. Grown-ass motherfucker man condoning a motherfucker running around with rainbow hair with rape allegations against a minor on him. But you running around this motherfucker talking about Treyway. Nigga just willing to throw away everything that a nigga hood done built up. Nigga just willing to throw away all his motherfucking street credibility, all his motherfucking morals, niggas, because Instagram came out and the motherfucker wants some recognition. You niggas is mascots. Yeah, I bet all you niggas used to try your mama's shoes on when she was at work. Who raised you niggas? I bet all you niggas used to pull your drawers in your motherfucking ass and walk around the house in your mama high heels when she was at work. You motherfucking mascots, you motherfucking do boys. Don't be that guy. Don't be the guy that ain't never got no money. Don't be the guy that ain't never got no weed. Why are you the guy always talking about, do she got some homegirls, she got some friends? Don't be that guy. Don't be the mascot. Don't be the nigga that's always lying, talking about motherfuckers is your cousin, every motherfucking NFL player, every motherfucking actor on TV, every rapper, every producer, every motherfucking basketball player. That's my cousin. I grew up with him. Don't be that guy. Why you always gotta be the bearer of bad news, though? You feel me? Why you ain't never got nothing good to say about a motherfucker? You always hating on bitches. Feel me? Motherfuckers say something. Feel me? Your homegirl say another bitch cute or something. You're like, yeah, that bitch cute, but her kid's bad as a motherfucker. Yeah, that bitch cute, but her nigga be all up in my face, all in my DM, all in my. Just hating. You know what I'm talking about? The mascot, just messy. Meanwhile, your motherfucking kids bad as a motherfucker, getting kicked out of school and shit, smoking weed, motherfucking 9 years old, stealing cars and shit. You know what I'm talking about? Getting pit bulls pregnant and shit at 9 years old, and you want to talk about motherfuckers. The mascot, the cheerleader. Meanwhile, this bitch mad at the world, smoking cigarettes and drinking beer in her motherfucking kitchen, talking about every motherfucking body, the mascot. Meanwhile, this bitch a motherfucking grandmama at 28 years old, but she got room to talk about every motherfucking body. We all know him. You know who the fuck I'm talking about. The mascot. Motherfucker at every motherfucking funeral. Every time somebody have a shortcoming, here you come calling the motherfucker. You heard what happened to so-and-so? Ooh, so-and-so, her son got shot. Her daughter pregnant. The dog got raped. What the fuck, the mascot? I can't stand you old miserable motherfuckers always trying to fuck up a nigga day, calling a nigga with some old negativity. Can't never call on, you know, some positivity and shit. You can't never call on, you know what I mean, and put a nigga up on some game, on some money and shit. You always got to call with some bullshit. You always got to call and try to cloud a nigga mind with that shit that entertains you. That old Love and Hip Hop mentality ass motherfucker. Did you see what happened on Love and Hip Hop? Motherfucker, get a life. What serves your purpose? I mean, what do you get out of being so messy? What do you get out of being so negative? I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'd never get it. You feel me? I guess I'd never be a part of that crowd. I guess I'd never be a professional cheerleader. I guess I'd never understand the realms or the workings of a motherfucking hater. You know, this is the shit that I remember, though. These are the type of people that used to be, you know, instigating a fight that wasn't in the fight, just instigating the fight. Well, we'll knock this off his shoulder then. Knock this off his shoulder if you bad. You old knock this off his shoulder if you bad ass nigga. You feel me? Just a hater ass nigga, man. All that shit just reminds me of motherfucking adolescence. All that shit reminds me of childhood. You know what I'm saying? When I was growing up, just dumb shit on the block. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers just, you know, learning they self. But some of you motherfuckers stayed who you was as a kid, you know what I'm saying? Some of you motherfuckers didn't progress with life, you know what I'm saying? You regressed and just got extra petty, you know what I'm saying? And just been, you're an adult now at being petty, you know what I'm saying? You have a license to go and drink and be a petty motherfucking kid, you know what I'm saying? Arguing with your kids. Some households, the kids is the parents. You know what I'm saying? It's a trip to see the dynamic now in the household when the mama's still trying to act like she's 16 and the daughter hella embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? She hella, you know, hate where she come from. Can't wait to motherfucking get out this motherfucking bullshit and get to college or some, you know what I'm saying? You seen that household where you think the daughter finna grow up like the mama, but oh no, the daughter embarrassed like a motherfucker of the mama. The son embarrassed like a motherfucker of the daddy. You feel me? Because his daddy, dumbass motherfucker, still running around here trying to gangbang and shit. 40-something, 50-something years old, 30-something years old, motherfucker running around here trying to gangbang and shit. Talking about Lil Boosie coming to the club. Nigga, if you don't sit your old ass down somewhere and be a motherfucking influence to your kid, a role model to your kid, and stop being a mascot and a cheerleader for these niggas in the street, these bitches in the streets who don't give a fuck about you, but you want to cheerlead that situation. You feel me? You want a nigga bros before hoes. I don't put nothing before the homies, nigga. That's on the set, nigga. You putting the homies before your family. Ain't you being the mascot for the homies? Every time a nigga see you, you in another nigga passenger seat. You feel me? Leaning down in a nigga passenger seat because you the shooter. You a motherfucking crash dummy. The mascot. The old mascot ass nigga. You feel me? A bitch get into it with the motherfucker. Here she come right over there to get you. Every time a bitch get into it, here she come to come get your ugly ass. You, every motherfucking scar on your face is from another motherfucking problem. Here she come to come get, here come another motherfucker to get your ugly motherfucking barracuda face looking ass. And here she come taking earrings out and slapping motherfucking Vaseline on her ugly ass, mutt dog face ass, catfish mouth face ass, mascot bitch you. Don't be that guy. Why are you the guy that's in every bitch face, you know what I'm talking about, but rode to the club with a motherfucker? Why are you in every bitch face trying to come and every bitch trying to have more babies, but you ain't taking care of the ones you got, nigga, by far? Don't be the mascot. And better yet, why are you the bitch that's constantly letting these niggas talk you up out of your drawers? Oh, rode to the club with another nigga ass nigga, but you letting a nigga ride home with you and you giving him some pussy. Bitch, is you that desperate? Oh, mascot ass bitch. Yeah, and these old mascot ass wannabe assholes, they out here paying anybody too. A nigga come up with a good game, all of a sudden this nigga think he got some ism about him. You feel me? Bitch try to create a nigga that, you know what I'm saying? Create a nigga who she want to be. You know, no, bitch. Every motherfucker ain't cut out for the streets. Every motherfucker ain't cut out for you to just put some money in his hand. Motherfucker's supposed to be multiplying everything, even the thoughts generated. You feel me? Even how a motherfucker make you feel. But oh no, these bitches out here putting themselves in harm's way, you know what I'm saying, to pay some sucker. Or better yet, stand in the motherfucking gym all day so they could fuck some out of shape drug dealer. Nigga, come on, bitch, use a mascot. Get your shit together. You know what I'm talking about? This fat motherfucker been sitting on the motherfucking block all day, drinking Patron and smoking backwoods. You think this motherfucker finna last more than 39 seconds? What the fuck you going to the gym for working out, bitch? Just go ahead and eat some motherfucking Haagen-Dazs with this fat ass motherfucker and count these motherfucking fives and ones, bitch. Y'all both the mascots. Yeah, don't have everybody secretly talking behind your back because you done fell into the mascot position. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody in your motherfucking circle knowing who the motherfucking mascot is, but you don't know. You feel me? Let me tell you how you know if you the motherfucking mascot. Because every circle got it. If you don't know who the mascot is in your circle, guess what? You're the mascot. Hey, look, check this out. This has been episode 3. A Smoker's Emporium, man. This your boy Gonzo. Make sure y'all go add me to your playlist on Spotify. Go add me to your playlist on Apple Music, Pandora, whatever. Wherever music is streamed or downloaded, go fuck with me. Go add Caution also to any playlist you got, man. And make sure y'all check us out on Grand Theft Auto 5, man. You know what I'm talking about? And this episode has been sponsored by This Dick.